And so we were really happy to be able to get individuals back on site, and so that you can enjoy the benefits of folks being able to collaborate one with another. Because a lot of times what I've saw the last 2 years, you know, when you're having your meetings on Zoom or WebEx or Teams, whatever your means were, it doesn't really allow you, you're able to get mission done, but it doesn't really allow you to be able to collaborate with folks. You know, when you're in a conference room or you're in an office and you say, and the reason why, this is one of the real reasons why I love it, is because you're able to say to someone, hey, can I talk to you for just a few minutes? And you're able to get something done in just a few minutes with the conversation that would have otherwise taken much more than an hour to speak to the secretaries, to get a meeting set up. And then folks would actually have to prepare documents to in order for you to have the discussion. Whereas when I'm meeting with you face to face, I can just simply say, hey, this is what I need. When are you going to have it? And folks are off at the race, you know, off and running on it. Or at times you're able to immediately answer a question that they may have had. And so we're, I think, enjoying the benefits of having folks back on site on a regular basis. You know, I'm thankful that through the process there for COVID, we're able to keep folks safe that were on site, but just thankful that we're able to get the bulk of the folks now back on site. Anyway, back to the employment numbers. So we're 48 under what's allowable for us on site, and so we're actively recruiting to fill those slots. You know, there are some challenges, obviously, to filling positions here in Aiken. There's some challenges coming out of COVID to fill positions, because during COVID, a lot of places, a lot of entities went to remote working, teleworking. And so coming out of COVID, there are a lot of folks that, you know, want to continue in that model of just remote working. Well, not everything that we do on site, matter of fact, quite a few things that we do on site is not consistent with remote working, particularly on the DOE side. If we're supposed to provide oversight, kind of hard to do that from your kitchen or your office at home. You kind of need to be on site in the facilities in order for you to be able to provide that oversight that we should be providing. Those were the things, I believe, specific things that you asked me to provide an update on. I have others, areas that I can go into if need be. Yes, sir.
One question, and that is with regards to the blending operation of the plutonium for shipment to WIP.
Mm-hmm.
Could one say that it's on schedule, and do you have any idea when we might actually be able to see shipments undertaken so that the inventory would decline?
Well, so a couple of things on that. You know, with the shipments going into WIP, there's a schedule that is set to go there, and we have a select number of shipments that's allowed from Savannah River. But the one thing that we have been able to do historically and will continue to do is that with the other sites, in particular, I believe it was Idaho that had the priority over the greatest number of shipments coming into the WIP facility, well, we serve as the backstop for them in the cases where if they can't make a shipment due to weather or other concerns, we always stand poised and ready to make additional shipments from Savannah River. And so in the years past, you know, we've had a reduced number of shipments as the plan, but we've always been able to ship more than that, than the planned number, simply because we were ready to go.
We'll have that at the end of the same question.
Oh, okay.
The answer is yes, in case we'll have that.
That's all I had. Other folks, questions, comments? Sounds like a good report. We've got money and got plenty to do.
Yep, looks like Dr. Wright.
Maybe just a question. Latour was mentioned that there's components that may no longer be available through sourcing or supplies. Would this advanced manufacturing offer an opportunity to perhaps pick up, you know, orphan components on the site?
I believe so, but I think Stuart is also on tap to speak later in this session. Oh, there he is. And so he may be able to give you some specifics on it as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So our next guest, then, is Mr. Armstrong. Jason Armstrong. He's the manager. NNSA.
Yeah, they shut it.
Not too long, but I think you get your feet on the ground here.
He's actually my one year is tomorrow.
Oh, really?
It is, yes.
I think you're a junior member if you're not here more than 8 years or 10 years or something.
Yes.
30. 30.
Okay.
I'm going to do a quick test. Can you hear me okay? Am I talking close enough? Okay, good deal. Well, thank you all for having me today, this afternoon. It's a pleasure to share what's been going on here with an NSA at here at Savannah River. As I just mentioned, it's been exactly about a year tomorrow. I can't believe it was just 6 months ago I was talking to you all. And but please feel free to stop me, ask me any questions. We'll go to the end here, and I'll be watching the time to help you out. Right up front, I want to tell you a lot of these slides we saw last time, but there are some little updates here and there that I do want to provide and give you an update. So our staffing is the same right now as it was 6 months ago when I talked to you. However, I'm expecting an update and be getting more employees for next year, or actually this fiscal year. So in the Serfo office, that's actually my office, that's mostly Tritium,